You're listening to All Things Transformers, Episode 7, recorded Saturday, November 15th, 2008.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Recently here in the United States, we had our elections for our next president. And while that is over and decided, it does not mean your time for making important decisions is over. There are now several Transformer podcasts out there, and while I endorse All Things Transformers, I cannot make you choose it as your main choice in podcasts. But I would strongly urge you not to listen to TF Anonymous. It is lowbrow and panders to the lowest common denominator. The hosts are ill-informed and embarrassing, and they bring embarrassment to the whole of the Transformers fan base. And how do I know that? Because I am one of their hosts. So join me, Halfin, in saying no to TF Anonymous. This ad was paid for by TF Anonymous hosts against TF Anonymous.
You're listening to All Things Transformers. I'm your host, Steve/Megatron. And joining me today is...
his co-host, Master Galvatron. And I'm the upper kind of evil. The kind of evil that would like to kill you in your sleep. And then, well, it's better if not said. Let's just say it won't be pretty.
Yes, and welcome back to the podcast after, I think it's like 3 episodes?
Just so y'all know, it's all his fault. He left without telling me he was going on vacation.
Yes, I did go on vacation. I went to Chicago with my fiance.
Did you get a deep dish while you were there?
Did I get a what?
A deep dish. Pizza. No, Chicago deep dish.
We didn't eat in Chicago because the hotel that we were supposed to get was actually a city over. And it said it was in Chicago, so we ended up riding a lot of trains. But we did end up going and walking the city and checking out the museums, and so it was a pretty fun trip overall.
Well, that's all that really matters, I guess.
What you been up to lately?
Well, I've been up to nothing, really. Anyway, I think we should stop talking about our personal lives and get on with the news.
Alrighty then.
Let's see here. TF Anime News. Cover art for Transformers Anime Volume 2 DVD Box Set. That's pretty good to me.
Saying that ENI has found an image of the cover art for Volume 2, and it's going to have the 13 episodes of Season 2 and be released January 6th, 2009.
So, basically, 2 months from now.
Yeah, a couple months. I might pick that up when it comes out. Depends on how much they're wanting for it.
Eh, I just download the series. I don't have money, so I'm forced to piracy.
Yeah,
kind of
like our, Yeah. I do that too on the in our episode section on the main site. It's got some Beast Wars and Beast Machine episodes on it for download.
So, once again, another DVD box set. They'll never end as long as people will buy them. Of course, if people
at least they're releasing them.
True. And if people didn't buy them, we wouldn't have means of downloading them from the internet. Well, except for those people who have TiVo and the capture cards for the TV.
That's true.
But hey, to each man his own methods.
Exactly. And the next article is Australian Transformers animated promo with Hasbro designer Eric Sibinaler. Yeah, I know I totally trashed that name. But anyways,
I don't think anyone can pronounce
Ozformers.
It.
Oh. But Ozformers has posted details on it. There was a contest over in Australia for Cartoon Network, and kids under 15 were able to submit robot designs using various parts and pieces to the Transformers animated cast, and they picked 5 winners, and they got to meet him, and he drew them a more professional, better-looking version of what they designed.
Oh, sure. Let the kids who don't have that good of a drawing ability here, but don't let the older people who can draw enter. Bunch of ageist.
Well, I think from the pictures I'd seen, that it was like you could build them from the parts on the Cartoon Network site. So it wasn't actually them drawing it.
Oh, that explains it then. Well, good for them. They get contests like that, we get Jack Squat.
I'd love to have a voice actor or a show writer or something on here at some point.
That'd
but it's
cool.
Kind of hard to get a hold of them unless you're...
got all the right connections.
What? Yeah.
We might just have
then,
to kidnap someone.
The rest...
We might just have to kidnap someone. Maybe Vangelis. He seems to get in touch with people like that.
Yeah, he's on, I think it's TFW.
And we all know Hasbro supports TFW in some way.
But of course. They're the number one news site.
Indeed. But enough about that. Let's see here. A new, smaller, animated Bumblebee mode is in the works. Gee, now they're going for scale. What, they couldn't do that the first time?
Obviously not.
Well, are they gonna redo Lugnut and Bulkhead? Hopefully so.
That's what I'm beginning to wonder is if they're gonna... Yeah.
But then again, you got Leader Class Bulkhead, that's pretty much to scale, but it doesn't have its freaking ball chain thing.
Oh, yeah, well, it's like any of the figures that you...
Huh?
You go ahead.
All he has is buzzsaw hands. Saws for hands. Seriously, come on, people. Are you trying to go for a Freddy Krueger? Edward Scissorhands. Alright, your turn.
Oh yeah, I was thinking that it would figure that they're going to do them in scale, because then that would be the next step, and also it would be possibly cheaper making them smaller and selling the same figure over and over and over, which is something Hasbro's known for.
Indeed. They're like, actually, my train of thought just left me. Wasn't sure what I was about to say. I think it had something to do along the lines of toy whores, but I'm not exactly sure. No, wait, money whores, yeah. That's right. Money whores. There we go. Anyway, a Voyager bulkhead repaint. Really? Didn't see that coming. Seriously, I did not see that coming. Why repaint Voyager bulkhead?
Well, you've done enough of...
I mean, he's already... What? Is he doing good in sales? I'm not sure.
I don't know. I don't think I've seen any on the shelves either, around in my area anyway.
Hmm. Oh well. You just can't stop Hasbro from repainting things. It's like trying to get a hooker not to be a hooker.
No comment.
Sure.
The Jetstorm... The Jetstorm and Jetfire toy concept was an idea he had in mind for years and was actually able to use in animated.
Well... From what I've seen of them, they strongly have influences from Gal Geiger, what with the symmetrical docking gimmick thing, as Vangelis
would
say.
I just find the figure weird. I mean, not necessarily bad, just, I don't know, something abnormal to what we've been used to. Which is good and bad, because, you know, I don't know how well that's going to work out on the show.
Well, I mean, the robot modes look great. I mean, they got all the right detail and whatnot. People are just iffy about the jet modes and the combined jet modes. Because, really...
Yeah.
But a new is almost a great deal of the time good.
Well, here's hoping.
Speaking of which, when are we going to get a Bludgeon in the cartoon? I mean, guy's been in Transformers continuity for how long, and they still haven't given him a show appearance?
Yeah, that is pretty odd. He's been in almost every comic series and still hasn't been in the show.
Yeah, I mean, come on. The guy's quite popular. And all you're going to do is one toy of him, which is just a repaint of G2 Hero Megatron.
Pretty much.
Where's the love, people? Where's the love? What? I have a thing.
Anyways, let's jump back on.
Yeah, let's just jump back
There's
on.
There's been some planning
for a fourth season.
Yeah.
Wow, this is the first.
That's kind of surprising.
Yeah, this is the first Transformers cartoon to do that since G1. seriously, probably not going to have as many apps as G1.
Actually, G1 only had 3 seasons, if you want to be technical about it, for the American release. So it's actually the first American show to go past 3 seasons.
Well, I guess. But if you ask me, I think season 4 was supposed to go longer, but it got canned.
Yeah, I think Beast Wars did get canned, which sucks, because it would have been cool to see more of their pods come down and release more of the characters not used. And
yeah, that's the thing about it. Megatron finally gets his Transmetal 2 form, like, what? An episode
four
before
episodes.
The finale?
Yeah, he gets him 4 episodes before, well, 4 episodes before the very end, including the last episode.
Same thing with Black Arachne. We didn't see much of her new form. Next thing you know, bam! Show's over. There's still potential to keep on going with this. You can drag this out for another, 12 episodes? Wouldn't be that hard.
Yeah. And Cheetor got his 5 episodes in. Primal changed his every season.
As Rat Trap stated. Oh, a bit of information I looked up on a TF Wiki. Apparently, in the Nemesis episodes, Ramjet and Dirge were supposed to show up and have an awesome aerial battle with the Maximals.
I guess originally they were supposed to, you remember those little seats that were in the, Transmetal 2 figures?
Yeah. Sort of.
Well, they were supposed to have some kind of, they were supposed to have some kind of, something in there driving with them, I guess. They didn't have really a whole lot of information on that, but, they were also supposed to have, some of the Seekers join in, like you were saying. And
I don't see how that worked, because from what I've read, it was supposed to be the full-size, regular-size G1 Transformer Seekers joining in.
Yeah, that's what I read, too.
Now, that would have just been icing on the cake right there. I don't care if it ended with Nemesis. Just adding that would just have been plenty enough. To just say, hey, they went
that
out with this kind
awesome.
Of bang. Yeah. But that's not part of the podcast, is it?
Nope.
Where were we? I kind of lost track.
We were talking about
the 4th season. RC has been some planning. Oh wait, blah. RC will be a new deluxe class mode and won't be entirely pink. Well, was she ever entirely pink in G1? I think she has some white on her.
I think some gray too.
Of course.
A little bit anyway.
Of course, they're talking about the parts where she's supposed to be pink, in which case, why?
I don't know.
Who cares? It's the first real RC toy we're gonna be getting.
That's true. Like, the first official one.
Yeah. I do not count Energon, because technically RC is not an Omnicon, nor is she a motorcycle. Plus, in the Japanese version, she wasn't even called RC, she was called Ariel. So
yeah.
Officially, not canon.
No.
So finally, we get an RC figure. Huzzah! Now, perverted Transformer fangirls can have their fantasy of Hot Rod and RC. Or whoever they like to pair her up with.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Anyways, away from that.
Yeah.
Animated Swoop's weapon was designed to have flame spikes extend from pulling on the chain, but I guess it didn't meet safety standards.
Actually, I saw a video of this on P.O.'s channel on YouTube. He actually fixed it to where it would work again. Everything was there, just not the mechanism to actually make the things spike up. He fixed it to where it would.
Sid, why doesn't Hasbro hire these people?
That's P.O.'s. P-E-A-U-G-H. I don't even know if I'm pronouncing the name right. Hopefully I am, because I've heard it said several times.
Yeah.
See, it's bad when people have to do things that the people who made the toy should have done.
Yeah. Well, it's always the fans fixing what they play with, so.
Yeah. Because, let's face it, the classics release of Megatron was atrocious. I mean, come on, he looked like a freaking clown. Too bright and colorful for my taste.
Oh. Yeah.
Anyway, let's just get back to the news. Transformers Revenge
Alrighty.
Of the Fallen news. No activators are unleashed. Well, hooray for no activators, because I'm not a real big fan of activators. And unleashed,
I'm not either.
I've never owned an unleashed figure. And,
they actually look pretty cool, but
if I'm right, they don't transform, do they?
Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, they're not Transformers if they don't transform.
It's just another Action Master.
Yeah. And we all know how well the Action Masters went.
Uh-huh.
Though, they did have good posability, so I heard.
I don't know, I've never had one.
Me neither.
Well, I'm going to throw this in there, in between this article and the next one. I'm actually browsing around while doing the show and doing Black Friday ads that are already out. And I'm looking, and Best Buy has Transformers, the movie, Blu-ray disc for $9.99 on the day after Thanksgiving.
Really? Well.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, I don't have a Blu-ray player.
So anybody interested in that? Yeah. Well, if I did, I'd get it, but it'd be kind of a waste for me. I don't have one.
I still don't know the difference between high definition and Blu-ray. They both look the same.
Well, Blu-ray holds like 10 times the data as a I think a DVD, and I think HD does like twice or 3 times the amount. And Blu-rays don't scratch because they got a special film on the bottom.
Oh. Well, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Anyways, on to the next article, which is... It's a rumor of the extended edition of the Transformer movie coming out in 2009. Digital Bits is reporting that Paramount will release it on DVD and Blu-ray.
Whoa,
and
you skipped
it's likely
one.
To...
You skipped one. Eric is working on two of the size classes for the 9, Voyager and Scout class.
Oh.
You're getting ahead of yourself there, champ.
I got carried away with the DVD information.
And how long have you done this podcast?
Since August. I've only had a co-host for 3 out of the 7 episodes now.
And yet I'm doing a better job than you.
No, we do a better job if we're both on here.
Yeah, but still.
I told you it'd be a train wreck with me doing it by myself.
Eh. That's why I'm here, to bail you out.
Fix the train wreck.
Yeah, why have I got to do the job that usually Matrix Prime has to do with Ryan and Spada? I mean, come on, I'm the young one here. But anyway, what's he doing with the Voyager and Scouts?
I don't know, I didn't see any additional information on that.
Oh, well, let's just go back to the extended edition of Transformers.
Alrighty. Yep, and it says that it's going to come out around the time of the sequel coming into theaters in June. It said it's not known if the extra footage in the edition was the IMAX footage or if it's hidden footage that nobody knew about.
Well, if no one knows what it's going to be about, then how can we tell? I mean, it could be anything. Hopefully not a porno.
Yeah, I seriously doubt that.
And I'm just throwing that in there to for a few giggles. Of course...
But I'm not laughing. No.
Yeah, but the fans will. And we all know that
probably
fans...
Right.
And we all know that the way to get a fan is to make them laugh. Anyway, IMAX version or if any of the... I doubt there's any extra footage. It's probably going to be IMAX footage.
That's what I'm kind of leaning towards. Unless they got outtakes in there.
Outtakes? Well, wouldn't that come in the
regular... Well, I mean, like... I meant, like, bloopers, not... Sorry, I misspoke.
Bloopers.
Probably the trailer for the second movie. Yeah.
Eh. Who knows? Who really cares at this point in time? Alright, possible first blurred look at movie Soundwave toy. Yeah, I saw these. I'm not exactly sure that's Soundwave. It looks more like a... kit bash of a movie Megatron and some other... parts.
Yeah, it's too hard to tell to know who it is at this point.
I mean, if it's Soundwave, seriously, how they managed to build that now when they don't even know what he's going to look like in the movie?
I don't know.
My opinion is hoax, fake, and completely unfounded. Yours?
And you're probably... was going to say, you're probably right on it, too, though.
Yeah,
probably
because...
Probably is a fake.
Yeah. Because, seriously, I highly doubt they have a Soundwave toy ready by now. Lead us into the next news article?
Sure. The Transformers Collectors Club magazine showcases a colored animated Strika and Rodimus model, and it's for their issue number 24, which is coming soon, and it's going to feature information on Season 3 and cartoon stills of some of the characters, and basically a bunch of TF Animated Season 3 news.
Might I say right now that Hot Rod and Strika look freaking awesome!
Strika looks like her Beast Machine self.
Well, I mean, that was the only show in which she appeared.
Yeah. And Rodimus looks freaking awesome.
Indeed he does. Makes you wonder if they're... Well,
he's probably gonna...
I was gonna say, makes you wonder if they're gonna do the whole Rodimus Prime thing, but then I thought, oh, wait, there is no Matrix of Leadership so far, and as... As far as I can tell, Prime doesn't carry it.
There probably won't be one.
Which would be the first Transformers show to actually not have a Matrix of Leadership.
Nope, they have the Allspark.
Oh wait, I don't think Beast Wars had it. No, because it didn't focus
no,
on...
No, they had... No, it didn't focus on it. It focused on Energon, but they had the Matrix in Prime, which Primal absorbed for a short time.
Actually, on some notes on the TF Wiki, it stated that it might have possibly been a false Matrix that Primal got out of Prime, you know, to safeguard the real one.
I think it's the correct one.
Well, you never know. Prime could have his spark in a fake Matrix thing. Because if you look at the show, if you look at the episode, when he drops the case, it breaks in two. And yet, if it can break that easily in two, how come Ultra Magnus couldn't open it in the movie?
Because Ultra Magnus wasn't the chosen one.
And Hot Rod and Optimus Primal just happened to be able to make it open. Actually, Primal didn't actually make it open, he just dropped it and it opened. Makes you wonder why Galvatron didn't try that.
Well, he was a Decepticon, he couldn't open it. But it is odd that a Maximal could.
Exactly. But anyway, we're gotten off way off topic here.
Which seems to be something we've been doing all episode.
Yeah. It's been 3 weeks since we've done this, so we're trying to get back in the hang of it.
Yeah.
New Hasbro Transformers Universe Webisode Online. I saw this. It was awesome.
I watched it, too. It was pretty good.
And Megatron is in his G1 form, which... I don't know how they're gonna work that in.
It just looks better than his classics form.
Indeed it does.
Because you can't redo the badass that's Megatron.
Oh, heck no. Never can you do that. Well, actually, didn't they do that with Masterpiece?
They could have.
But anyway. Oh, on a note about Megatron, I might be getting a custom classics figure of him.
Who might be?
What?
Who might be making a custom classics figure?
Someone I've been talking to, I can't recall. Oh, wait, it was on Yahoo Messenger. Yeah, that's right. I can't remember his name, but he said he's gonna throw in a sword for him, make him very G1 like, throw in a case for him, and do lines for him, you know, like, you know, to just draw out the detail more.
Nice.
Yeah. But I haven't seen him lately, so I don't know if he's actually going to do it or not, because we really haven't decided on payment yet. Anyway, back to the news. Cover art of Transformers
yes.
Energon, the Ultimate Collection DVD box set. Do people even care about Energon anymore?
It's just surprising that these are coming out so late.
True. But to most of the fandom, Energon was pretty much a travesty.
That's true. I think I watched until Megatron got revived and I stopped watching.
The only good episodes I recall in that series was when Demolisher was the focus, when he was questioning his loyalties. Megatron's debut, where he beat the crap out of Scorponok. And then when he was toying with Starscream.
Yeah, I pretty much didn't watch a whole lot. I saw, like, here or there of the series, but didn't watch enough to understand it. It didn't really catch my interest, though.
Well, that's what happens when American companies dub Japanese material. They sort of make it retarded.
Pretty much. They try and dumb it down too much.
Indeed. So, I'm not gonna be getting it.
No, I wasn't planning on picking that up either.
I'm just gonna download a sub of Superlink, because honestly, Japanese anime is intended for all ages, so they throw in curse words without even caring. Hooray for Japan!
Yes.
TFCon 2009. Oh, wait, you go ahead and do it.
TFCon 2009 date update. Now 2 days, April 25th and 26th. Their website has been updated with the addition for the date. It's to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Transformers. Canada's 8th annual Transformers Collectors Convention will return to Toronto in the Doubletree International Plaza Hotel in the Toronto Airport. It says both days will feature different unique programming and different dealers. Yeah, basically it's just telling you to catch all the stuff and be there early and RSVP.
If I had the money, I'd so go there.
I wish BotCon was around me somewhere.
I've never been to a convention.
I can't afford to go anywhere and stay. Me neither.
It sucks. Because seriously, you go to a convention. You not only go to a convention just to see the cool stuff, but to hang around people like Vangelis and Cobra Commander and Kal-El Prime.
And various
awesome.
Other people, and
yeah,
yes, everybody
other
that
people.
Does the
does the
oh,
what?
And then what's that?
Does the what? You were saying something about I forget it.
Oh, I don't know. But,
yeah, this is what
yeah,
happens.
Yeah, and I've...
This is what happens when you go away for 3 weeks without doing a podcast. It becomes a train wreck when you do the episode when you return.
Pretty much. Because I know I released an episode not this Sunday, but I think it was the previous Sunday that I released one. So it was about 2 weeks ago. And it was pretty short, and I introduced the first of the Ask a Character part of the podcast, which I just was trying to fill up some space, so... And funny enough, we got a new member on the forums, and he actually submitted to the podcast at PredaconEmpire.com a couple questions to various characters... And I already pre-recorded two of them and put together that clip so I can insert it after this point. And so, yeah, we actually got some first submissions and got something that nobody else has.
True. Everyone's been here now getting our life. Silence, you fool! They will ask questions to me, Starscream!
Shut it, you two. Sorry about that.
That's alright. So, as you can hear to the fans, if anyone would like to have a Starscream or Waspinator, Master Galvatron will gladly answer those for you.
Actually, they're pretty much holding me hostage. Well, not so much Waspinator, because he's a wimp, and it's pretty much just Starscream. Yes! He will! Oh, wait. My coffee's here. Never mind.
Yeah.
What are you gonna do with roommates?
I don't know. I live with my fiancé, two cats, and a dog. So.
Carpy! Rasbinator eat dogs for breakfast. Can Rasbinator have one?
No.
Sorry about that. He gets kind of lonely. It's true. Nobody like Rasbinator. Yeah, I pretty much just keep him around because he pays good rent.
And he doesn't use your car. He
well,
flies.
That, yeah. That's why I have two flying people as roommates.
Because you don't need a car.
Exactly. What happened to the pay-per-view?
I told you I don't have pay-per-view. Good grief. Sorry about that.
But
Starscream
that's
can
right.
Feel pain sometimes.
As I can tell.
Yeah.
Funny thing is, the, there's actually, Ask Starscream in the, same area of the forums. It's under general discussion, and it says ask a character, and I've got, what we'll do in there is we'll basically post a voting poll to see what character should be asked next, and, basically till we get through them, or ones that we can do voices for. So, I did Beast Wars Megatron last time, and I know there's more questions. I'll do those later on, probably, if we need more content.
Yeah.
But there's also a Dinobot and Starscream. I can do Dinobot's voice. I can do Waspinator, G1 Megatron, Beast Wars Megatron, and G1 Scourge. G1 Grimlock. Prime's kind of so-so.
Anyway, I believe we've run this podcast into the ground several times, if not 6 feet under.
Yeah, we're good at it. At least the episode's longer than 15 minutes.
True that.
Oh, and then there's,
what is this? Darn it, Waspinator, I told you not to touch the socket when you have a wet finger. I told you to get electrocuted. Good grief.
And we've, not only to the addition of this podcast episode, but we've also got a new toy review on the site, which I finally stopped being lazy and got around to doing. And it's Vector Prime, the golden Vector Prime.
The gold Vector Prime, the grail of Vector Primes.
Yes.
Because seriously, we all need a blinging transformer from now, every now and then.
Yes. And that figure looks nice.
Indeed.
So be sure to check out. Yeah, be sure to check that out because it's got a full review on it, tech spec, and I think 30 images.
My luck with eBay is not that good. I had the Transformers Masterpiece Starscream watching. I'm watching that, and it ends in 1 day, 6 hours, but it was starting at 99 cents with $9.99 shipping, but overnight it's gone up to $25 and a penny. Why me?
Nice.
Yeah, why me? Just once, I'd like a Masterpiece figure. Oh well, I guess I can always go for the Transformers Animated Optimus Prime and Megatron DVD set, because really I need the axe. That's all I'm probably going to be getting it for, is the DVD and the axe.
And I think our last bit of information is, we're in need of listener feedback, questions, contributions, and roundtable and topic ideas. If you'd like to join in on that, just post it on the forum at PredaconEmpire.com. And you can either that, or you can submit to the listener questions area, or email us at podcast@PredaconEmpire.com.
Indeed.
Because it'd be nice to have questions.
Yeah, so please show us some love.
and then here's some information.
Really?
Yeah, I forgot about this. TFCOG.com, one of our partner sites, announces Scramble City 2. It's a, they're doing it with a fellow animator, and they announced production on it. It's a follow-up to the original Scramble City OVA, and it's an original 3-minute animation in French, which TFCOG will be dubbing into English, and they're doing auditions for that right now.
Hmm. Well, then why'd they do that special release of Scramble City 1 where they used clips from the G1 show to basically fill in for Scramble City 2?
Because they, at the time, weren't going to do more than the first Scramble City, I believe is what they said.
Well, that makes sense then.
And there's a fan video that I'm going to be in. I've already submitted all my lines. It's from Steeljaw of TFRebellion.com, and I will be playing the role of War Within Prime in his video Primetime 3, which I don't know if you've seen Primetime 1 and 2, but it's supposed to be like a big battle royale of all the like Primes and the Stickfas and some of the Megatrons.
Oh yeah, I also submitted some lines there. And I still haven't gotten a message from Steeljaw about that.
I think, as far as I'm seeing here, I think they filled all the roles.
Even G1 Megatron?
Yeah, G1 Megatron was cast like right away. I was trying for that one.
Oh wait, I think it was Classics Megatron or something. I don't know.
I don't think they had that one in there. I wanted the Beast Wars one, but they got that one already filled from previous movies.
Huh. Anywho.
I think they still got G1 Prime, though.
Well, I mean, who can do G1 Prime? Actually,
well, I can do Megatron normally, but...
Maybe if Dr. Smoove, he can do a pretty good G1 Prime. If anyone's seen The Rude Awakening of Optimus Prime. Because he does a pretty spot on...
Yeah, I think I've seen that once.
Yeah, he does a extremely spot on Peter Cullen.
And at the bottom of the site, I've added two more sponsor links. One of them is for Adaptations GJ, which is the current production studio doing the Headmasters fan dub on TFCOG. They're working with Firespawn Studios and doing the Headmasters. I added them a link on our site, as well as TF Anonymous, which... there will be a future episode at some point where we also co-host with the hosts over there, Jakeman, Jazz Santi, and Holfin.
Jazz Santi, as in the guy on YouTube that does the reviews?
He was on. He was on TF Wire to begin with, and now he's doing his own podcast with Jakeman on TF Anonymous.
Huh. He gets around.
Yep.
He does good reviews. Of course, he doesn't go by Jazz Sante on YouTube. He goes by Kongu something. Anywho, I think that's all we can do for this podcast without
it
getting very pathetic.
So I think we'll close it out now. I got a couple other things I gotta do, and my puppy just woke up, so. So I guess we'll,
Rise's been eating around and pet the puppy. No. You go back to what you were doing. You are not allowed near animals. Remember the last time?
Oh. All right.
Alrighty then. I guess for now, this is Steve/Megatron. Signing off.
And this is his co-host, Master Galvatron.
Sometimes when your hopes have